The second biggest casino operator in the world has abruptly ended its takeover talks with Jane Packer's Crown Resorts. This comes one day after Crown made the $10 million deal public. In a short and tersely written statement issued overnight, Wynn Resorts confirmed its withdrawal after the, quote, premature disclosure of discussions. This would have been Australia's biggest takeover this year. The Labor Party has unveiled a $1 million plan to resurrect Australia's car industry, centred around electric cars. It's understood Labor will offer major car makers research and development grants from a $1 billion fund to boost Australia's manufacturing sector. Federal Water Minister David Littleproud has pledged $70 million to improve the Murray-Darling Basin in response to the final report into fish kills. A number of recommendations have been made, among them the installation of extra water meters and cameras to monitor river flows. And the Disability Watchdog has received almost 1,500 reports of serious incidents against NDIS participants in just 6 months. More than 60 of those cases involved allegations of sexual abuse, while there were 227 allegations of unlawful physical or sexual contact. The data was gathered between July and December last year and came from just two states, New South Wales and South Australia. And residents have been evacuated from the town of Dolphin Sands on Tasmania's east coast due to a dangerous bushfire. The blaze has been burning for more than 15 hours through 56 hectares. So far, no homes have been destroyed.